The shootings in Greenland, of course, remain under investigation. Law enforcement say the shooter that killed Chief Michael Maloney and wounded four others was 29-year-old Cullen Mutry, who was then found dead at the scene along with an unidentified woman. Joining us now with the latest is Maria Kramer. She covers crime for the Boston Globe, and she's joining us by phone from Hampton, where she's been looking into Cullen Mutry's past. Maria, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you.
We don't know a whole lot about Cullen Mutry yet. We do know he was training at one point to be a firefighter, and he briefly was one. We also know he had a criminal record. What are you learning about that record?
Yes, he had a long criminal record that included assault on an ex-girlfriend, steroids. He was found to be in possession of steroids in the year 2000 at his home. And this was actually a discovery that police made when they said they went there to respond to a complaint. This was a domestic disturbance, and his girlfriend at the time had said that he pulled her hair, grabbed her arm. She locked herself in the car, called the police, and when they arrived, they looked inside his home and found many vials containing what they said were anabolic steroids. He was scheduled to go to court. He was scheduled, both these cases, the assault and the steroid possession, both of those cases were scheduled to go to court later this year.
Now, how are you going about learning more about his past?
Well, it's like you said, it's been hard to find that information about him. We do know that he was local. He was hoping to become a firefighter, and reports that have been out there have said that he was concerned enough about his record that he tried to fight some of the charges that were against him in order to have a cleaner record so that he could become a firefighter. His mother owns a small business in Hampton. She runs a copy store there, and his father, I believe, he died recently. I don't know the exact causes, and little by little, we're trying to find out, knocking on doors and calling as many people as we can. Really, the most we've been able to glean, though, is from criminal records.
Yesterday's shooting came after police began executing a search warrant at Mutry's house, and presumably related to drugs. Do we know any more, though, about that?
We don't know any more about that because we are not hearing a lot from the state attorney general's office. Unfortunately, the one press conference that was held after the early morning press conference in front of the hospital where two of the officers were recovering, neither the chief medical examiner there nor the attorney general nor the governor would take any questions. So questions that have come up naturally, like how long was this group that was part of the task force training together? Did they train? Had they conducted raids like this before? Were they wearing bulletproof vests? These are questions that a lot of reporters would like to ask, but unfortunately we haven't been able to get any answers to them because there's just no availability.
Questions that no doubt will be asked going forward. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's Maria Kramer, who reports on police and crime for the Boston Globe.